You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and that means commentator Gary Borders joins us again. This week, Gary shares his excursion with his wife and the hot time in the stockyards they enjoyed.
At 11:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. each day, the Longhorn steers at the Fort Worth stockyards take a leisurely stroll down the brick streets of Exchange Avenue. They're flanked by cowboys on horses, keeping a watchful eye on the herd, and the folks gathered on the sidewalk to watch. I suspect the cowboys are more worried about the two-legged creatures doing something dumb than the Longhorns making a break for it. Somehow I have managed to never visit the stockyards, a major Fort Worth attraction. My wife rectified this omission by booking a weekend for us at the Stockyards Hotel and reserving us a table at Little Red's Longhorn Saloon to see Dale Watson perform. We could park our vehicle and walk everywhere, which is appealing even if the temperature hit 105 degrees. As they say, it's a dry heat. Dale Watson has a snow-white pompadour, a toothy smile, and a stage presence that belies his modest stature. He calls his music Ameripolitan, a mixture of rockabilly, western swing, honky-tonk, and outlaw. That's a mouthful of genres, and the sub-genres below those are even lengthier. Ameripolitan encompasses the type of music one will never hear on commercial radio, especially what passes for country these days. If I pass the rest of my days never hearing another song about pickup trucks and girls in tight blue jeans, it will be just ducky with me. Watson is well known in the Austin music scene, where he lived until recently moving to Memphis, decrying the ever-increasing cost of trying to make a living in Austin. He tours 300 days a year with the Lone Stars. The band is comprised of a drummer, stand-up bass player, and a steel guitarist, along with Watson on lead guitar. They all appear to love every minute playing in honky-tonks large and small. At 9 p.m., approaching my normal bedtime, Watson took the stage. Craig Copeland, a.k.a. Little Red, took the stage to introduce Watson. Little Red wore overalls, a starched white snap-button shirt, and a straw cowboy hat. After, Little Red meandered through the crowd, shaking hands and thanking patrons for coming. Watson and his band played for more than 2 hours while couples two-stepped across the dance floor, upon which a worker had shaken sawdust a few minutes earlier. He did something I've never seen before. When folks approached the stage, cell phones in hand, Watson would crouch forward so he was behind the selfie takers, all the while continuing to play guitar, not missing a lick. He'd dash back to the microphone when it was time to sing, and then oblige another selfie taker, usually women, during the instrumental breaks, a smile constantly on his face. Watson and the Lone Stars were plied by fans with tequila shots and, yes, bottles of Lone Star beer, a sponsor, throughout their performance. If he had truly downed all the alcohol offered, I don't see how he could have been standing, let alone singing and picking. I figured out he was taking a polite sip of each shot glass or beer bottle, then setting it aside. Watson and the band wrapped up the set, no encores, and another band took the stage. We hung around a bit, then decided to head back to the hotel. It was well past our bedtime, and we ran right into Dale Watson, heading back inside. I asked if I could take a photo of him with my wife. Instead, he grabbed her phone and took a selfie of all three of us. He clearly has done this a few thousand times, and the photo was framed perfectly. And that was an excellent way to end Hot Time in the Stockyards.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.